This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling on the international community to pay special attention to taking care of the disabled. He made the call in a congratulatory letter to an ongoing intergovernmental meeting held in Beijing to review the progress in the regional cooperation program designed to protect disabled people. In his message, Xi Jinping reaffirmed China's commitment to the common prosperity of people with disabilities. The joint program being discussed, the Asian and Pacific Decade of Persons with Disabilities between 2013 and 2022, aims to safeguard the rights of the estimated 650 million persons with disabilities in the region. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in the Russian city of Sochi. He's in the city for the 16th meeting of the Council of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Prime Ministers. As part of the meeting, Li Keqiang is expected to expand China's diplomacy and relations with other SCO member states in a new era. Topics of discussion will also include the Belt and Road construction and the alignment of the member countries' development strategies. The SCO was founded in 2001 and originally grouped China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. The meeting in Sochi is the first of its kind after the organization's membership expansion in June to include India and Pakistan. A Chinese military spokesperson has warned countries outside the South China Sea against complicating situations. The warning was made in response to a foreign policy paper issued by Australia earlier this month. The Chinese Defense Ministry says the remarks on the South China Sea issue in that document are irresponsible. The ministry reiterates the situation in the South China Sea has improved steadily, urging the Australian side to keep its promise of not taking sides on the issue. The Communist Party of China has adopted a regulation to promote transparency in party affairs. An official statement describes the move as a must to developing intra-party democracy and socialist democratic politics. It stresses the significance of the move in advancing strict party governance and strengthening intra-party supervision. The document also suggests efforts should be made to protect party members' rights to know, participate, vote and supervise, and to respond to the concerns of party members and the public in a timely manner. China has officially commissioned a new manned submersible. The machine, Deep Sea Warrior, can reach a depth of up to 4,500 meters. It is expected to provide services for the country's ocean scientific research for the next 30 years. A highlight of the machine is a state-of-the-art control system. Experts say the verified system is the foundation for the country's future submersible, capable of descending to a depth of 10,000 meters. Chinese scientists are reporting notable progress in their exploration of dark matter. The country's Dark Matter Particle Explorer satellite, Wukong, has detected unexpected and mysterious signals in its measurement of high-energy cosmic rays. Scientists say the discovery has opened a new window for observing the high-energy universe, pointing to new physical phenomena beyond people's current understanding. Wukong's initial detection results have been published in the latest issue of academic journal Nature. Latest figures are suggesting that China's manufacturing sector expanded at a faster pace this month. The Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index came in at 51.8. This is 0.2 percentage points higher than last month. A reading above 50 indicates expansion, while a reading below reflects contraction. South Korea's central bank has raised its benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point to 1.5%. This marks Seoul's first tightening of monetary policy in almost 6.5 years. The lift of the 7-day repurchase rate also comes 17 months after Bank of Korea cut the policy rate to an all-time low of 1.25% amid the global economic slump. South Korea's economy has showed signs of recovery in recent months. The International Monetary Fund has revised up its 2017 growth forecast for the country's economy to 3.2%. It was higher than the economy's growth potential, estimated at a range of 2.8 to 2.9%. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.